the main points. The late former president of the Confederation of African Football, Issa Hayatou, has been decorated posthumously with the Medal of the Grand Officer of the National Order of Valor. A French court has seized three jets owned by the Nigerian government amid a long-standing dispute with a Chinese company. President Paul Biya has posthumously raised the late former CAF president and former interim FIFA president, Issa Hayatou, to the rank of Grand Officer of the National Order of Valor. This was done in Garoua yesterday by Sports and Physical Education Minister Narcisse Moelekombe, who represented President Paul Biya at his funeral. The funeral was attended by a cream of international and national dignitaries, as Charles Ebune reports.
The North Regional Capital, Garoua, the sunrise and the sunset of one of the world's most distinguished sports administrators, Issa Hayatou, and a fair crew of the global sports family he belonged to, plus 50 years, comes to Garoua today, August 16, 2024, to bid him farewell. Amongst them, the president of the Federation of International Football Association, Gianni Infantino, the president of the Confederation of African Football, Patrice Motsepe, all at the head of institutions, Issa Hayatou was at the helm before them. The almost three decades leadership at the Confederation of African Football and the almost 5 months spent as interim president of FIFA are hailed, which were the outcome of experiences gained as the Secretary General of the Cameroon Football Federation, as President of the Cameroon Football Federation, as a member of the International Olympic Committee, and above all, as an athletics champion. The Global Celebrity Leadership Crew is completed by the host of national dignitaries in Garoua today with 27 degrees Celsius at funeral time. Almost the entire North elite is present, including the Minister of State for Tourism, Maigari Bello Buba, other cabinet members, including the Minister for Labour and Social Security, Gregoire Wona, corporate Cameroon bosses, the family, and the President of the Cameroon Football Federation, Samuel Etofis, and as a Garoua prince, the Lamido of the city attends the funeral of the town's jewel to the world. The President of the Republic, Paul Biya, is personally represented at the requiem by Sports and Physical Education Minister Narcisse Moelekombe. The Muslim-based funeral rites are performed for Allah to welcome Issa Hayatou in his endless kingdom. The state decorates him posthumously as Grand Officer of the National Order of Valor, performed by Sports and Physical Education Minister Narcisse Moelekombe on behalf of President Paul Biya and interred privately. Issa Hayatou was born on Friday, August 9, 1946, and Issa Hayatou is buried Friday, August 16, 2024. Issa Hayatou had a celestially sealed, unchangeable deal with Friday. Allahu Akbar.
Charles Ebune. A toll-free number to denounce unscrupulous behavior and illegal activities in the forestry sector has been made available to the public. The four-digit number 1507, put in service by the Ministry of Forestry and Wildlife, was presented to various stakeholders in Yaoundé yesterday in the following excerpt of an interview selected by Sam Lingom. Minister Jules Dorendungu expands on the advantages of the toll-free number of the toll.
We have just witnessed the official launching of the use of our toll-free number, that is 1507, which has been put in service in order to help MINFOF users and other Cameroonians to denounce each kind of abuses they are victim of. Because what we know on the field is that at the barrier we put in place in order to control documents of heavy truck carrying logs, sometimes drivers or economic operators are victims of bad habits from our personnel. So with this number, they can give information to our service, and after that, we launch investigation team on the field to check what happened and what kind of measures we can take in order to fight those bad habits in order to bring more governance in management of forestry and wildlife, our natural resources.
The leader of a gang suspected for committing crimes like banditry and rape in the locality of Ombesa and environs, Bam and Enugu division of the Central Region, has been arrested and presented to the public at the Ombesa Public Security Post. 22-year-old Bazin Tsang Sanama, alias Virus Ovirus, who has been on the run after some of his cohorts were apprehended on the 11th of April this year, was caught at night by police vigilance in the act of armed robbery and rape last Wednesday, August the 7th. Kelly Eben completes that story.
The gang of four have reportedly kept the population of Ombesa and its environs in fear through numerous atrocities committed against residents, such as rape and armed robbery. Assistant Superintendent of Police, First Grade, Nginye Samuel Ngala, explains how the suspected leader, 22-year-old Bazil Chang Sanama, was apprehended on the night of August 7th, 2024, while attempting to rape and harass a couple.
They come out with sharp machetes and knives. When they meet their victims, they capture them. After emptying their wallets, they rape the female. Since the month of April, that we're looking for them. And the one we've caught today, Virus, we caught him red-handed. He was about to rape again one girl who was with the husband, after having put the husband on knees.
According to the divisional officer of Ombesa, Jean-Richard Takis Mbanga, the investigations were launched last September. A file of about 22 complaints of rape and theft reached his table, which led to the implementation of some security measures.
We prevented people from taking cars in the night, and I think that measure has made the crime rate go low. We create vigilante committees that existed already, gave them other ways of acting closely with forces of law and order with the population.
The population is encouraged to frankly collaborate with the forces of law and order as inquiries to capture the other culprits persist.
Kelly Eben. Close to 50 Cameroonian military personnel have ended a one-week training jointly organized with the U.S. Army under the banner of the Southern European Task Force, African dubbed JETAF. The military exercise, which brought together elements of the different corps, including the Air Force, Gendarmerie, the military engineering, focused on techniques needed to master the environment of the enemy and their operation. Roselyn Fossa reports from CRTV Douala.
The Cameroonian military is in constant quest for knowledge and techniques to help combat both human and natural enemies. During the seminar organized by the U.S. Army Southern European Task Force Africa and the Military Engineering Specialized Center, the 46 participants were trained on the enemy and their operating ground. Captain Samuel Mani Mengot is the instruction director at the Military Engineering Specialized Training Center.
Starting from the operation on the environment, and we ended on the developing the enemy courses on the ground. The enemy is not only a physical person. Enemy can be equally a disaster, weather, any other form of factor that can hinder our operation to be carried out effectively.
Military staff joined from the National Marine, Air Force, Gendarmerie, Military Engineering and more say the seminar will go a long way to improve on their operating skills. Lieutenant Colonel Patrick Subusu Dimai is commander of the Vuri Territorial Gendarmerie Group.
We know that the operation environment is changing. With our trainers, we study many skills which can help us to know exactly the enemy, how he is intense, how he can act, and how we can go against his actions.
Representing the U.S. Embassy, Major Ben Port appreciated the collaboration between both countries, which he described as being beneficial to all. Roselyn Fossa, CRTV News, Douala.
CRTV News. A French court has seized three jets owned by the Nigerian government amid a long-standing dispute with a Chinese company. The row stems from a 2007 contract between Zhongshan Fengsheng Industrial Investment and Nigeria's southwestern Ogun State to develop a free trade zone where a massive industrial park was to develop to attract investors, while the agreement is said to have been terminated between 2015 and 2016, the Zhongshan company has reported that it was forced out of the deal through a campaign of illegal acts. The authorities in Nigeria have fiercely condemned the seizure of its planes, suggesting that Zhongshan had a sole objective of undercutting and scamming an African government. CRTV News.